This podcast is only made possible from donations from listeners like you. To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Well, hello, news listeners. Welcome to your, yes, I know, very late Monday edition of the BTN News Show. It is October 18th, 2021. We've got the best technology news that's went on over the weekend, and we got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. Now, yes, I'm sure as you're aware, we're not that far away to seeing what Apple's got for us when it comes to some new hardware, particularly probably MacBooks. However, though, there was a little bit of a rumor that came out over the weekend. In fact, an actual photo leak. It's actually claiming that the next MacBook Pro models could feature a notch. Yes, a notch, if it's anything to go by with this MacBook Pro photo that's been leaked on the interwebs. Now, granted, the photo, very blurry. Who the hell knows if it's even authentic? But if it is real, which we'll find out pretty soon, I'm sure, we could be looking at the next MacBook Pro models with very thin bezels around the display. And who knows what kind of features that little notch is going to have, too. One thing's for sure, in a few hours we'll find out if this rumor was true or complete crap. Ah, those Windows updates. Just lovely things, aren't they? Anybody that's a Windows 10 user out there knows I'm being sarcastic. However, though, a Windows 11 user, things might be better. Well, at least that's what Microsoft is trying to do. That's because they are starting to use update stack packages. And by doing so, they're hoping that Windows 11 updates will be a lot less disruptive. This is all part of this new approach with Windows 11 Build 2024-78. That's where these update stack packages have arrived. Microsoft says this new method of update delivery will help to eliminate failed update installations. And the ultimate goal is to make the entire process significantly smoother. Now, Microsoft says the Windows update will be used to deliver update stack packages to insiders first. And once it seems to be going well for the insiders, it should be rolling out to the general users after that. And finally, but I tell you what, I'm a little hungry. It's just been one of those Mondays where you're just doing so much at once, and I've not really had the time to sit down for a meal, so we all know what that means. Fast food, that usually means McDonald's. I don't know about you, but I could really go for a quarter planter right now. Yeah, that's what I said, a quarter planter. Yes, if you ate the Impossible Whopper and thought, well, yeah, not so fast, McDonald's is hoping to change your mind with their next Beyond Meat Meatless Burger. It's actually named the McPlant. They've actually teamed up with the people over there at Beyond Meat to make the meatless option on their menu. Now, this actually comes a year after McDonald's actually ended their first meatless burger, the PLT pilot. And right now, we can't actually tell what the difference will be between the McPlant or the PLT. We do know the McPlant will contain peas, rice, and potatoes, and it will be topped with tomatoes, lettuce, onions, pickles, mayonnaise, ketchup, mustard, and of course, that good old American cheese. Unfortunately, we're not going to know whatever extra little special thing goes into the McPlant until November 3rd. At least that's when McDonald's is planning on re-releasing, or shall we say relaunching, its meatless burger. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Well, send it our way, britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our website, located at britishtechnetwork.com, is of course where you find the news show. It's also where the Mac Show, the Big Show, and the Photo Show are too. Of course, all of our podcasts are available via Apple Podcasts and other popular podcast platforms as well. Find our Facebook page, give us a like over there at British Tech Network. Of course, follow us on Twitter at British Tech, and join our community at our Slack room by simply going to britishtech.slack.com. The news show back at your way for your Tuesday edition tomorrow. Getting you caught up with the best day. It's going to be Apple. So we'll just say it now. Apple News special edition tomorrow. We'll get you caught up on what will happen at the Apple event later today. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Monday. Sorry we're late again. And thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting this show.